We think of 1621 as the year of the first Thanksgiving, but our Thanksgiving is part of a rich lineage. Canadian Thanksgiving predates the American Thanksgiving tradition at Plymouth, Massachusetts. The history of Thanksgiving in Canada goes back to an explorer who had been trying to find a northern passage to the Pacific Ocean, Martin Frobisher. His Thanksgiving celebration was held in 1578 in Newfoundland after he and his crew arrived safely from their long exploration back to chartered territory. His feast was one of the first European-based Thanksgiving celebrations in North America. Thanksgiving celebrations had been a long-standing tradition throughout North America by various Native Americans, including the Cherokee, Pueblo, Cree, and many others celebrated harvest festivals, ceremonial dances, and other offerings of thanks for centuries before the arrival of Europeans in North America. While seemingly the food is the reason for the season for the Thanksgiving holiday, the menu itself is generally not very complex or memorable. Traditionally, it's almost pedestrian, a roasted fowl, vegetables, starches, and a pie. You may try to think back and recall an entire Thanksgiving menu, and probably not remember the entire offerings, like you would for a special gourmet dinner or a meal made up of traditional family recipes, like the traditional Ukrainian menu that my family serves for Christmas Eve. The traditional Thanksgiving menu has evolved a great deal from what was purportedly served in 1621. The fowl served was most likely ducks and geese. The sweet potato, originating in the Caribbean, was cultivated in Spain and imported into England. It was a rare dainty available to the wealthy, who believed it to be a potent aphrodisiac. So it probably was not served at that first Puritan American Thanksgiving table. The white potato was virtually unknown by the average early 17th century Englishman. But surely there was pumpkin pie. Pumpkins, yes. Pie, no. The sugar and spices that made pumpkin pie so special were an extreme luxury. Through the centuries, as traditional Thanksgiving menus evolved, the American dinner table was served in abundance with beef, chicken, pigeons, plum puddings, eels, lobsters, venison, and even spaghetti. The current Thanksgiving menu is an adaptation of a popular late Victorian interpretation of the first Thanksgiving. As Thanksgiving is upon us again, we all think of the family, friends, food, and laying the perfect table. But the food and table, while a part of this ever-evolving holiday, is not all that important compared to the company who will gather with us. As we plan and prepare, let's all take a moment and remember that when not being able to find the perfect sweet potatoes or plumpest cranberries or find the pumpkin pie with a slightly burnt crust, that what will be remembered is who was with us and not what.